Hello everybody, this is Dr. Chiri on the Cosmic Code Radio Show. Well, in this show we talk about things that are very, very serious and very, very real. Even though that I like to start my show on a positive note by giving you some informations on the moon, I'm going to go right into it. And again, try the best way I can, especially if you are involved in the law enforcement agency, if you're a cop, if you're a security officer. I'm going to try my best to make you aware again that every single job and every single living thing on this world is under the jurisdictions of the stars. And this is why it's so very important to understand that the police themselves are under the jurisdictions of a planet called Pluto or Hades in Greek mythology, which is also called the Lord of Hell. Now, Plutonic people are the people that are loaded with this planet. And at a very early age, they display a natural instinct for investigation. Often the power can turn out of order. And as I've seen today, I don't know if you read my newsletter today, but if you don't, if you did not, you better go and check it. I believe it's like a 3 or 4 year old little girl getting raped by a couple of 3 or 4 or 5 year old kids. I'm not sure exactly the age, because I was, as always, double tasking so many ways trying to pass on these vital informations. So those kids are what you call in my book, The Power of the Dragon, Plutonic children. And at a very, very early age, they will have that drive for power, for control, a sexual urge that could become out of order. And these are the kids that have 85% chances to turn out to be either wonderful police officers or criminals, which is regimented by this planet. Of course, the cops, the school teachers, the psychologists are scratching their big educated heads, wondering why those kids behave in such a drastic, terrible way. There's no other way to classify such an action at such a young age. But Pluto doesn't stop there. I'm sure you heard of the New Jersey police officer that was shot in the line of duty last week, and sad enough, he died of his injury on Tuesday, just the day before his 38th birthday. Now, Mark DiNardo, this police officer, was wounded last Tuesday. That would be July 16th in the shootout. And July 16th is the date of a deadly plutonic window that I gave out months ago on my website. And I blasted the internet with my quatrains and with this deadly plutonic window of July 16, preparing everybody for the police to make dramatic news. So July 16 took away the life of this wonderful, brave police officer. But don't think again that Pluto stopped there. Did you read the news? The commissioner of the Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Department say Thursday he deeply regrets the arrest of prominent black Howard University professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. But what really happened? Thursday! Hello! Thursday, that would be July 16, hello police officers, hello police chiefs, hello the law enforcement administrator and elites, hello, dead on the date again. Now, who is to blame? Who is to blame? Well, first of all, those that are in charge of the police force. Those traditionally educated psychologists and psychiatrists who do not possess cosmic consciousness. These are the ones that hires police officer, okay, that can easily make mistakes in arresting such a prominent personality, Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. Well, wait a minute here again. Wait a minute here. What's going on? How come Dr. Turing is dead on each time? Now, did you ever take the time to go back to my website and to click on the hand that reach for the sky, the hand of divine power, divine wisdom, or my hand aiming for the God in the face and the tools of God, bringing it down to you? Did you go there? And did you read previous deadly Plutonic window, which inaugurably again proved to the world that the top leaders of this world, would they be political, will it be religious, scientific, are simply and plainly huge morons. And these are the people that are supposed to serve and protect us. They do not themselves respect the laws of the divine. How can you expect this world to run smoothly, knowing that the laws of the divine, created by God himself, within the signs of the zodiac, are not respected, are not understood, laughed at, ignored, trashed, ridiculed? Wait a minute, people. What amount of words, or what type of words in the English dictionary should I use to make you aware of what is so very obvious? If you do not even take the time to, like the police should do, or like science should honor, investigate Dr. Turing once and for all, what do we do? How do we fix this humongous, humongous head of stupidity? Even President Obama follow my words. For months, I have called the cops in my websites, in my newsletters. Stupid! Stupid! And being born myself with a very serious, serious problem with stupidity to start with, it certainly does not make the situation easy for myself. You know what? It comes down to it. It comes down to what I wrote all the time in my Free Dragon newsletter. That all the wisdom that I have ain't misplaced. It's real. But it happens to be written down, crystallized, and saved forever on the internet for the children of tomorrow, that hopefully when they turn out cops, will understand the planet that regulates their every single move. No, it is not every day that a police chief uses taser against his wife and end up in jail. No, it's not every day that a judge orders 10 cops to go to jail. No, it is not every single day that cops get killed. There are days when you go to work where you're having good days. And that is when the light is green and when the stars endorse and support your endeavors, even protect you. And there are days which are pure hell. And that's the beauty of possessing cosmic consciousness and understanding the celestial family. I'm struggling to explain to you the most obvious, the most direct energy of all the planets. That is the deadly Plutonic windows of Pluto himself, which of course were removed and classified as a dwarf planet by a bunch of moron, new kids on the block that happened to have again graduated from a highly, highly recognized university and colleges out there, accredited college universities, respected accredited college universities. In meantime, they know nothing. Now, how do you think, let's imagine 1 second, you happen to be either a police officer listening to me tonight, or one of the few local police chiefs that, you know, took a chance on me and are receiving constantly direct email from me, making them aware on a each time there is a deadly plutonic window of the manifestation that is affecting the force. How would you feel if you were getting in your face constantly and deadly accurate the proof that Dr. Cherry knows what he's talking about? You know what? I'm telling you, I don't believe that all the cops out there and all the courageous, dedicated police chiefs out there are stupid. Like President Obama, 99.9 of them will be plainly stupid. But is the word stupid too harsh? Could we use a different word that would be a little bit softer so the ego is not hurt and they don't shut me down? Could we use the, instead of the word stupid, use the word innocent? It's softer, but it's not accurate. A child is innocent. A child, you may tell a child, don't put your hand in here, it's hot. And that kid's not going to listen to you, going to burn himself a couple of times, then realize that it's hot. So innocence fits a child. Imbecility, a moron, fits the adult who have had, with my work, ample opportunity, endless opportunity to check me up and to realize that I have something real. But again, does this mean that something will be done about? You know, again, if you are a reader of my Dragon newsletter, you know my philosophy and where I stand with NASA, wanting to punch a hole in the moon, or planning to take a trip on Mars when Mother Earth is struggling like hell, so is my friend, to keep us riding on her back. For God's sake, don't you think the trillions and billions of dollars wasted making these little robots should be used to take care of Mother Earth before she finally give up on Earth and our stupidity? My gosh, as I said in my newsletter, God have mercy on your ignorant children. And in what the hell, again, excuse my French, of a young world did I land on? Well, I guess that's the price you gotta pay when you're ahead of time and when you're ahead of people. And you know what? I'll tell you a little story that's gonna make you laugh. And it's the fact. You know, I created a machine called ONMT, which stands for Optical Nerve Muscle Trainer. It's just a mixture of high technology, common sense logic, and of course, the natural laws of exercise. I developed the machine, the software. I presented it to so many places, even Ashton Science Park in London, in so many places in the U.S. And the first thing that came from these people, what is your degree in ophthalmology? I can't even pronounce the names to tell you how much educated I am. And I have to face the head of evil trying to explain to these people that there is a big difference between education and intelligence. But before they come and ask me my degrees, where I came from, how much I know so much about the complexity of the eye structure and the remedy to correct any problem, even the lazy eye or the flattening of the eyeball, God knows what. They tell me how excited they are, and they find the idea absolutely marvelous. They even ask me if they can have the first prototype and to use them on their patients or their students. Then when they realize that Dr. Thierry is not an eye specialist, they kick his butt to the moon. Well, Japanese seems to be a little bit more smarter, so I do put all the package and send it to Japan. And of course, nothing was patented, so it's probably out there, you know, doing what he has to do to help the people, I hope, to fix their eyes and bring more oxygen, more illumination to the complexity of the eyes and bringing more health to that very complex part of the human body. My rewards? Who cares? You know, I'm spending 1 hour tonight on the BBS network. I spent an hour last night on Block Talk Radio. I'm advertising both radio station, both network, as I mentioned it. Why do I do it? I do it because I'm giving all my time to a lot of people. I'm writing 24/7, educating people, trying to get the support that I need so that I can get my voice heard by more and more people, and we can stop the nightmare of ignorance or the abusive NASA scientists to suffocate us if we let them carry on poisoning Mother Earth. There is so much to take care of in so little time before all this becomes irreversible. And while I'm not a promoter of the year 2012 and the apocalyptic trumpet every day by all the religious lunatics of all the nations in the world, I still have faith in the human ingenuity. I still have faith in love. I still have faith with intelligence and indeed education. And this is why it's so important to keep my voice alive. And when I said to you, I'm going to work for you, I'm going to do something, and I said in my newsletter, help me, send me a little thing, even if it's a buck, that goes in a big box so that I can reach more people by getting more and more work on the radio. And the only thing you have to see if I know what I'm talking about is to listen to your little voice, listen to your intuition, and read all my newsletters, especially if you're a newcomer, and realize that I don't have any damn spiritual pride. Excuse my French again. But I am real, and I am true. If I cannot say the truth and be honest, how the hell can I be honest and truth to you? That's called common sense. Alright, I don't want to vent my frustration too much tonight. So I'm gonna go to Canada, where we're gonna be talking to Tammy. And I believe, if I'm right, Tammy is a student. Is that you, Tammy, my student in Canada?
This is your student in Canada.
Can you hear me fine? I can hear you, Tammy. Are you my student?
Yes, I am.
When did you sign up for the course? It was a while ago, I believe, yeah?
Actually, I haven't fully got to that point yet, but I have been spreading your word for quite some time in that sense of being a student on Facebook for you.
I see. So you read my newsletters too?
I do. And I've also called Terania many times and had texted her before to wish her good luck with the move and
Wonderful.
Your new life.
Mm-hmm.
And gave her some good words and helped her, I guess maybe at that time, through some inner frustrations of her own. And things were still new with the two of you. And mm-hmm. she felt that my call to her was that definite, thank you very much, this is the right place for me right now. And I told her through all of the listening on Coast to Coast that I've done very, very diligently for many years now, and I'm glad you're back on the air with them as well. I would love to help spread this word. There's too much ignorance in the world and too much blindness to people's own egos, and people have to understand that we are all the same. We're all made of energy. We are all the stars.
Exactly.
And there's too many things around me, even at this time, in front of me. There's too many tangible things to touch. There's too much. Simplicity is the best.
Again, you have to realize, first of all, you're born in a constellation of Leo with your sun sign in Virgo. Remember that?
Yes.
So, being a Virgo, on your sun sign in Virgo, the drive for perfection, the drive for nature, the drive for purity, the drive for honesty and hard work and logic is very strong. So you definitely have that Virgo side. You still have your Mercury in Leo, which means concern with light, with love, concern with children, concern with the future. Most of all, your tail of the dragon is in Cancer, which means you're very, very caring and very sensitive to the needs of the world and the needs of your own close family members. And all these charts reflect a very considerate, a loving, caring, and sensitive UCI. And you know what? When you say we are all similar, we are all the same, to a certain extent, we are all connected to each other, as you understand that. We are connected to the family genetically. Also, you may even look like your mom and your dad, but in the spirit, and that's where the problem is, honey, we are all total strangers. And if everybody were to understand spiritually themselves and then others, there would be more forgiveness, there would be more understanding, there would be less judgment, or assuming for that matter. But it's amazing, such a big world, we happen to be so lonely and so stuck in our own little world. And the new age of Aquarius is forcing us out of ourselves and moving more into the unification of wisdom, the unifications of the spirit as we approach the year 2012. So when you say it and I felt it, you really want to help people, guess what? You're already doing your own part, at least on the subconscious level, on the supraatomic subconscious level. You are already a participant of the light because you are regenerating with new information, with wisdom, and I am sure you are also a very gifted communicator, so you got your own option to pass it on to the rest of the world. So you're already with us, put it this way.
Yeah.
Now, let me point out something to you. Next month, the tail of the dragon will be removed from yourself. And you're going to be liberated, so to speak. The fear of death and disease, the fear of being totally engulfed by all this nightmare will be easily for you to handle, okay? Then the tail of the dragon, will be moving in your subconscious, okay? And that is already in action as I'm speaking to you. So you are, as I'm speaking to you, undergoing some serious psychological changes. Okay? And this is very important when the dragon is in your subconscious to feed yourself with very positive material. Stay away from apocalyptic teachers, religious lunatic, promising the end of the world. Stay away from negative movies. And realize that the more solid, practical, spiritual information that you are put into the subconscious will act as a launch pad to use the creative force of your subconscious at your advantage and co-create with God and create your own reality. Again, providing you know that the future is the reincarnation of the thought, and I'm sure you know because you read my material. Now, the good news is that the head of the dragon is moving into the sign of Capricorn, and that is your natal dragon. So the axis Cancer Capricorn is the one you have when you were born. So what you're about to go mean for the next 2 years is called a mutual receptions of your dragon. My gosh, your health, your work, including your love area and your creativity, are going to be undergoing with your subconscious restructure some serious upheaval energy, so to speak. So uplifting energy. So it's like you're going to be turning a page in the realization of who you are, where you are, where you should go, what you know, what you should know, and how to go out there and teach it. So there is a very, very interesting time ahead of you, Tammy. And I'm glad I could pass on this information to you. And I have to take this opportunity, of course, to thank you for, first of all, being a student of the stars, constantly building you on a cosmic consciousness so that you can help me in my work in helping the world itself to become a better place. So I'll take this opportunity to thank you, Tammy, and I have to take another call.
Thank you very much also, Dr. Tour. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you again.
You're surely welcome, honey. You have a good night. All right, let's go to Dubai. Aryan, are you here? Can you hear me? Hello. Speak to me, Aryan. Can you hear me? That sounds very, very far. Dubai is line 4. One more time. Aryan, are you here? Okay,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Finally, okay. All right. So, okay. Tell me, what time is it out there in Dubai, Aryan?
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Well, here it's 8 o'clock in the evening. It's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know what? Let me feel your energy. What I see with you is a master. It's a master, a mental master. Now, I got a couple of questions to ask you. Do you do any form of communications or sales or writing? Just say yes or no.
Just reading a lot.
Okay, all right. Okay. Now, are you involved in either, I see danger or fire or construction? What do you do in life?
I'm currently a student.
And aiming to be what?
Going into the field of money management, investment management.
Oh, okay. All right. So, oh, I see. So
investing, yeah.
Okay, all right, so that, my friend, you are certainly set by the stars to do very well. Your 10th house of career involves also investigation, metaphysics, mm-hmm. computers, and how do you feel about flying? Just a question.
Pretty normal.
Pretty normal, no fears at all?
No fear.
Okay, and taking an elevator and going high, the same story, no problem? You okay in that area?
Well, height, yes, in the building, a little.
Ah, okay. That,
I'm scared of heights, yeah.
I feel something with above your head. I can perceive some of your past life in Germany as a pilot. Do you have any connection with Germany or thing with Germany? Just a question.
No, I have friends from Germany, but never been there, nothing.
Not in this lifetime, that's for sure. But you certainly have been there. You've been there, and you were involved in top mechanical engineering. And do you like buildings? Do you like mechanics? Do you like things like that? Just a question again. The structure?
No, not really.
Okay, so you have a little energy from your past life. This is good. That means you are on your dragon's head. I like to hear that. All right, now I can see that you like good food. Do you like to cook or do you like to eat?
Yeah, I like to eat good food.
All right, so be easy with that, okay? Because I can see that you retain water, okay? And that could, and when you're upset, your stomach is getting it. Do that make sense to you or not?
Right.
And don't eat
that
when
does,
you're upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say to you. You have a fear You could have been an attorney, you could have been a cop, you could have been an FBI agent. You have decided to go into corporate endeavors and financial endeavors, and that's wonderful. You still have to be careful, though, with some of your partners. How many times have you been married?
Zero.
Okay. All right. You have a fear of with partners. You have a fear. It's like, am I going to find the right person? And this becomes a subconscious wish. Your subconscious does not know the difference between the fears or the wish.
Uh-huh.
So if you're afraid, I mean, I'm being honest with you because you're a guy, you're not a girl, so I can be very, very tough with you, so to speak.
Right,
okay?
Right.
I can't spare you.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to help you the best way I can for the little time I have with you. So,
right.
You carry that fear of never finding the right partner, or you.
I do, yeah.
And also a fear of not doing the right thing with the law. Okay, and in that respect, this could turn out to attract the wrong elements. Basically, what you have to understand is the future is the reincarnation of your thought, and your fears can easily
right.
be turned into wishes by your subconscious. That's all. All right, now let me see. Did you go through a restructure of your partnerships? Did you let go of somebody very close to you?
I did. I just I was involved with another person, and that
now
was my
last. You're still hurting, are you?
Well, I'm over it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What I want to tell you is that is a liberation. It is not a loss. Okay.
Yeah.
This person didn't have what you needed, and in the process, you've learned a few things. The person did learn a few things. Okay, so it's all about karma, it's all about being on school, it's all about being on hell. You're in hell, you're not going to go nowhere, this is hell, this is it. And with education and wisdom, you can avoid the trap and you can lead a safe, secure life. Okay, now, what I can see with you is your work is completely under the jurisdictions of the moon. You know, if you take a plane, your pilot will have to respect the laws of the physics. He has to use those navigational maps. He has to understand the rules of the physical world, the rules of the airports, the mechanics, the electronics. So when you look at it, your pilot is able to bring you from point A to Z safely because he does respect certain rigorous, trusty laws, okay?
In
when it comes to your work or your health, there is also certain laws that apply to you which are coming from the moon. So you're in Dubai, which is pretty far, but you can go to my website and spend the $20 or something, $12, whatever it is, and get the book Moon Power. In this book, will
yeah, I've seen that book on your website. Yeah,
it's important that you start to synchronize with universal laws of the moon because your health and your work depend on it. Okay? Again, you don't know just yet because it's me to know and you to find out. But the more you work with me, the more you read my book, the more you'll understand how important it is to respect the tools and the face of God as He is. God never came down and wrote no books. He didn't write the Bible or the Quran. That's man-made. That's all junk. That create and breed death and has for 2,000 years. And as I'm speaking, people are dying all over the world because of religion. So that tells you it's a wrong thing that humankind must discard and eliminate. And that will in time take place as the age of Aquarius, the age of intelligence, will bring back cosmic consciousness to humankind as we approach the year 2012. Now, as I'm speaking to you, you have to be careful on your knees and your joints. Okay? These are things that I see. You don't have to take me seriously, but you will see when comes the time. And you are very altruistic. You're a very spiritual person, and sometimes you're battling.
I am.
You're battling so many different energy, but you're very curious, and that's what saves you. Now you're probably gonna have the number 2 and 4 and 6 following you in this lifetime. You may even look younger than your age. How many languages you speak?
speak two.
You see what I'm saying? You're number 246. Okay?
Right.
Where were you born?
I was born in Dubai.
You were born in Dubai? Well, chances are you won't stay in Dubai. And you would attract foreigners. Okay? This is part of your destiny. So you have quite a lot of good things, Aryan, ahead of you. But because of the amount of information, the secrecy involving your profession, not to forget, of course, the handling of a massive fortune, more than anybody, you need to understand your relationship as the cosmic code. So investing in a full life reading is something that probably will be giving you the grounding that you need as you're looking for so many answers and you got so much conflict from your traditional education, from your upbringing, and from your conflicting, drastic, positive, accurate intuition. Do I make sense?
Right. Yes, you do.
All right, my friend, we take this opportunity to thank you for calling the show. You can also go to my website, drcherry.com, and sign up for the free Dragon newsletter because my newsletters are very, very educational. Nothing made up, nothing fictional, but the truth is what I am offering to the world out there. All right, Aryan, thank you for calling, my friend. You have a good night.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And this is where it comes down to, you know, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil, and there is no room for ignorance. There's no room for ignorance. If you don't respect the laws of the divine or the laws of the physics, you're going to pay the penalty. Why don't we move to California, back home in the United States. Hey, Susie, can you hear me, honey?
I can hear you.
Wonderful.
I can hear you.
Okay. Susie, you have a question for me? I'm here for you. Go ahead.
I just want you to try and see how I'm going to be doing. I'm the one with Baby Girl, the Doberman, that her episode will be on.
I see.
The Dog Whisperer this Friday.
That's wonderful, Susie. I got your email and I put it on my newsletters.
Thank you.
I did that. You read that, did you?
Yes.
Okay, good. You know,
you're on Facebook with me. You're in my Facebook.
Wonderful.
And a lot of people are. I think you've seen a lot of people are commenting.
No, I don't have time to read that. I just go there, post, and get out. I'm trying to, unless I happen to have it in my nose, I don't have time. But anyway, thank you for the feedback. Well, let me tell you a few things first of all. You were born with the head of the dragon in Leo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when, like Charania, my girlfriend, is born with the head of the dragon in Leo. So anything to do with Leo is fame. Anything to do with Leo is love. Anything to do with Leo is fame, love, France, Italy, the stage, the art. So naturally, the dragon said wants you to gather a form of fame in this lifetime. And, you know, being a guest, on that show, with, what is his name again? I'm sorry.
Cesar Millan.
Oh yeah, with Cesar Millan, very, very famous guy. Being literally chosen by Cesar Millan, or your dog being chosen by Cesar Millan, is just a reflection of your energy and your stars, including your dog. But what is even more interesting is that you have Jupiter on your dragon's head. And Jupiter rules foreigners, Latino people, and Jupiter rules the pet world. Maybe you should have become yourself a dog trainer or a vet because you.
Well, I am sort of.
Yeah, in some ways you are. You definitely have the head of the dragon that endorses your drive and your opportunities, and that's why you, as I said, you were with Mr. Millan, which is a wonderful guy, by the way. I love his show,
I've
been watching his show a few times, and I'm using his wisdom with my two big dogs, Draco and Tessa.
Good.
120-pound giant Doberman and his little girlfriend.
I know, he's gorgeous. I love when you post pictures of him. He's just gorgeous.
Yeah. He's
baby girl was very large also.
I tell you what, I'm taking this dog to the park Mm-hmm. It steals the show everywhere I go. Well, that's because Draco has the moon in Leo. He has the stars of fame also.
Oh, now, he's just gorgeous.
He's absolutely wonderful, and he's so smart. God preserve my dog, for if that dog goes, a big chunk of me is going to go with my baby dog.
I've worried about with me is, what do mm-hmm. you see happening for me? Because I just miss her, my baby girl, so badly.
When is she going back?
No, she passed away.
Oh, just after the show?
Just this month, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. She came up with a cancer, and I got in touch with a doctor that has a new drug. We tried it. But mm-hmm. it went throughout her bloodstream, and she couldn't get around like she wanted to, and this dog had to be with me every second.
What breed was she again, a Dobie? What was it again?
Doberman, yeah.
A Dobie, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Was it he was a girl, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you fix her when you got her?
I rescued her, so she was already fixed.
Because, you know, that is a very high probability for any Doberman, and that's why they have to be fixed as soon as possible. As soon as you can perform the surgery on a Doberman, you've mm-hmm. got to do it. And that's what makes the difference between the dog getting cancer or not.
Right. It was in her hind leg, in her femur.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't show up for quite a while until she actually hit her elbow or knee.
Yeah,
and then it showed
shock.
Up. But the cancer didn't get her. It was her inability to get around. And
yeah, she gave up?
I had to choose for her because she was so upset, and she just didn't know what was happening.
Of course.
So
what months was she born, by the way?
We don't know because I rescued her.
Oh, you rescued her.
Right.
Chances are, was she shy?
She had phobias, Dr. Turi,
like a
horse. Okay. Not a dog, like a horse.
It'll show on the program. Yeah, your dog was born in March, honey. You know, she had the tail of the dragon in Pisces, or born in March. First of all, anytime you have Pisces and you have Neptune, Neptune rules drugs. Neptune rules chemicals. Neptune rules infectious organism. Neptune rules cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are this dog somewhere, somehow, received a medication. And like human, if you have a very strong Pisces or Neptune in your chart, you're going to have a very strong negative reaction to anything
yeah.
that is not natural. So, you know, cancer was stimulated by a chemical that was ingested by your dog. Could it be? It could be anything from the vet.
Yeah, and it was probably before I even rescued her.
Well, sad enough. But you know what? My heart is with you because you know what? We are talking about animals, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes animals. Oh my gosh! I'm telling you, if anything would happen to, I go four pets. Anything would happen to them, I'll go totally berserk because I love my animals so much.
I've suffered pretty badly, and watching the, you know, the show, I get little excerpts of the show, and it helps because I feel like she's there. And Caesar treated her so well, and she responded to him so well.
Of course, of course. But what I'm trying to tell you here, let me tell you a story, and that
mm-hmm.
might be helping you a little bit. A few years ago, one of my good friends lost his cat. I mean, the cat was, 18 years old, 19
mm-hmm.
years old. He
right.
died of old age. He had a phenomenal, beautiful life. And these people were mourning like if they have lost their child.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is? They were kind of an old couple, and they were very, very close to the cat. Anyway, and we were friends with this couple, and we went to see them in their house. And we didn't know they had lost the cat. So we knock at the door, and then they open it, you know, just a little bit. And then you could see her with tears running down her face. Mm-hmm. It was dark into the house, and then she was crying. And at that time, my wife says, you know, I ask her, what's going on? Because she says, oh, my gosh, I lost my dear, I can't remember the name of the cat, I apologize. But anyway, she did not separate the cat from any human being, period. And I was behind her, and I kind of pushed the door a little bit, and I said, well, can I talk to your husband? Can I talk to you? And he was there sitting on the couch holding his head. He was mourning and crying like a human being, you know, right. Like losing a child. It's insane.
Yeah.
So I went inside and I talked to them and I said, you know what, you know, animals are like human. They have a soul, and you know, when comes the time, we'll go there. And I tried to patch them up the best way I could, mm-hmm. and then didn't work. And then we left. And then my wife and I, we talked a little bit, and I said, you know what, honey, we got to do something. We have to do something for our friends. And my wife says, yes. You know what? She says, tell you what, let's find them a cat. So we actually went to, we went all over the place looking for a cat that looks exactly like Marvin. That was his name, Marvin. Oh, my gosh. Like Marvin. He was like a tiger cat. And then it's not a peculiar cat. It's all over the place. I guess they rescued a cat, too.
Savvy cat.
Yeah, we found one of those looking exactly like Carlton, and we brought it back, mm-hmm. and then we put it in a box, and then with a ribbon, you know, a shoe box, because he was a baby.
Yeah,
and we knock at the door, and they do the same stuff. It was the very next couple of days later, they let us in, and we put the box on the table, and I said to them, you know what? I know you guys are suffering, and I'm bringing Calvin back.
Uh-huh.
They look at me. They look at each other's, and then his wife stands up and she goes, "I dare you, Dr. Cherry. I dare you to do that to us." And she ran. She ran in a bedroom.
Aww.
Bridget and I, we were in shock. Her husband was just like that, and he was like, he didn't know which way to go. So
aww.
I said to him, look, I tell you what, I know where you guys are going to, you know, I know your wife is upset. I tell you what, I have to go right now. Okay. I have to go, but I'm coming back, to pick up the cat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute. My wife was starting to cry and everything else.
Uh-huh.
So we left. Yeah. And then we went back home, and about half an hour later, she goes, you need to go back and get the cat. I says, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to go tomorrow morning. I went back the next day, and both of them was laying down on a carpet, playing with that baby kitten, and I did the job.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And this is a true story.
That's
this is a
wonderful.
True story. The guy is my best friend. He's the top chief firefighter in Phoenix, Arizona.
You're lucky that they did what you wanted. Thank goodness.
I just took a chance and it worked because all I wanted to do is to allow them to die, so to speak, but allow mm-hmm. them also to rebirth. And that little kitten, you know, Calvin, they kept the name Calvin because
aww.
That's the name I give him. It's just a wonderful, humongous, spoiled to death cat.
Well, let me tell you what you did. You did what Caesar would do for an animal. You distracted them. That's what Caesar does, you know. So you distracted them in the right way. That's wonderful.
I didn't know how I did that, Z. I had absolutely no idea. I just went with my heart, and then I'm so glad it worked. And these people are still our best friends, even
that's
though that
Bridget
is gone. So this is all wonderful. Oh, by the way, Susie, somebody wants to say hello to you.
Who?
Hi, Susie.
Is that
this Tarana? Is, this is... Yeah, it is Tarana.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. I'm still trying to recover from the loss of my dog, baby girl. And you guys got to watch tomorrow night. She's going to be on the Dog Whisperer. She has a full hour.
Okay.
So please watch, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, honey, I tell you what, this is my favorite program. Apart from CNN, this is what I watch, or the Discovery Channel. So, or Cesar Millan. So you could be sure I will be watching for sure tomorrow night,
okay,
the show.
And what does my reading, now that we've yacked about all the animals, how does it look for me? How do my numbers look? I call it numbers because I do numerology sometimes.
Of course.
How does it look? Am I going to be okay?
Well, of course, Anya. First of all, you remember you are on the cusp. On top of that, you have the moon in Gemini. It might work, obviously. So from your Aries first house, the head and the tail of the dragon is affecting your home and your career as of August, okay? So this means you may be forced to consider moving. Have you thought of it yet or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Now make sure to do your astro cartography. Unless you understand as a student Tommy is my student, sorry. As long as you understand what astrocartography is all about, be very cautious. Do not remove yourself under a very negative Saturn line or a dangerous Plutonic line, because suddenly now there are people that get into other people's house and murder them, okay? You want to relocate under a Venus line, love. You want to relocate to the Sun and the health, under Jupiter for protection if you want to study something or write a book, or under Mercury. You know, you have to understand your astrocartography before you remove yourself, okay?
Yes, and I have it. I have it, so now I can look for what I should pay attention to. Okay,
exactly.
I have it.
And your career also is demanding from your Aries first house to be totally restructured, okay? Now, from your Taurus, it appears to be the tail of the dragon is going to move in your mind. So make sure not to nurture, and it's going to be a tough one with you, having, losing your dog. Try not to nurture too much thought of the past.
Okay?
Instead, aim towards the ninth house, which is higher education, traveling, reading, push yourself outwardly, so to speak. Okay? Don't be too concerned about the past, your family, your security, the dog. And I know because of the economy, it's going to be a tough one for everybody to do. But you could be prone of that tail of the dragon affecting you. And again, if you have a copy of my 2009 Moon Power, you can read the forecasts for those born in April and the forecasts for those born in May, including if you know your rising, read how the dragon is going to affect your chart in those three areas.
Right.
But ultimately, it looks like if the drama that you went through and the change that you're forced to endure are forcing you to aim in a different energy. You know, dogs are beautiful. Dogs are a wonderful companion. And sad enough, people take dogs as a substitute for true love. You know what I'm saying? I have dogs, but I also have Tirania. So I'm complete.
Right.
What I'm saying? So maybe you definitely want to consider the opportunity or the option to use that time of mourning to put yourself outside a little bit more, okay? Because you don't seem to, if you don't socialize enough, you ain't going to replace that loss. But later on, you got to have animals around you, okay?
I foster and rehabilitate kitties. So I'm surrounded by kitties all the time.
And that's beautiful. And the diatmas of the animals, of the cats, will always give you a good karma if you take care of that energy. So you're definitely a very beautiful, loving, caring soul, Susie. And it was wonderful to talk to you. And again, my heart and one of Tirania goes to you for your loss. And but she's out there, she's watching, and you know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Love talking to you.
You're surely welcome,
bye.
Susie. You have a good night.
Bye-bye,
Susie.
Bye, Susie.
All right. Now, as always, you know, if you plan to relocate, your biggest investment can only be your home. So if you have to put all your savings in getting a home, even if it's an apartment or a motorhome Or even if you just relocate yourself in a flat somewhere, you better watch the planets above your head. You better watch that planet, because that planet is covering the jurisdictions of your next move, so to speak. And this is why there are people that do travel, and of a sudden they cross a city which is under a plutonic line, and next thing you know, they get killed in an accident. Why do I tell you sad things like that? Because it happened. This lady called me from Germany, telling me that her husband and her son was going through Arizona. And then she got the bad news. Both of them were dead. Fatal crash on the highway. And incidentally, even from Germany, she knew I wasn't finished, so she called me to let me know. And I looked at her astrocartography and told her, honey, your husband had a very nasty plutonic line right on top of Phoenix. So you certainly do not want to relocate under a plutonic line. But if you are forced, there are people that go through plutonic line and they die and they rebirth themselves. There are people that have tried every single diet to lose 200 or 300 pounds. And then it doesn't work. Then they get carried away to another location to undergo either surgery or serious diet, and that person lose 200 or 300 or 400 pounds. That person dies and rebirth itself. You know, so I cannot say that Pluto in all his glory is only negative. For without Pluto, you wouldn't have the police, the FBI, the CIA. You wouldn't have large corporation handling finances. You wouldn't have investigator of the unknown. You wouldn't have witchcraft. Without Pluto, you wouldn't have story of hell. You wouldn't have movies such as Frankenstein. You wouldn't have movies as Dracula. You know, I'm trying to explain the reflection, the energy of a planet and how it does translate artistically, at least through the movie industry, in the imagination of the plutonic soul. There are people who love a horror movie. I hate horror movie. I would rather go and laugh my head off, you know, watching Shanghai, you know, watching any famous celebrities, any famous actor making me laugh, you know. As a matter of fact, we went to watch a movie. What was it, Tarania? We both laughed so hard.
The Hangover.
Oh my gosh. It's the story of a guy that got a hangover and he's supposed to get married a couple of days later, and the guy got lost. You really, really got to go and see this movie, The Hangover. I mean, it's so funny. It was a bit crude towards the very end of the movie. I don't think it was necessary for the editor to avoid this part, or the producer to insert this part at the very end of the movie. I find it very crude, very rude. But in all, the movie is absolutely phenomenal. So if you want to have a good laugh and if you want to forget your problems, go and see this movie. And again, you know, the colors and tests are infinite because there are an infinite amount of UCI making up the beauty of the human race. As I said earlier in the show, we are all related to mom and dad, brothers and sisters, and cousins and cousins, genetically only. We may even look like our close family member, but within the realm of the spirits, we are the biggest strangers to each other, because we won't think the same way, we won't feel the same way, we won't communicate the same way, we won't create the same way, we won't have the same gift or the same evil. So, as the new age of Aquarius get more strength, this type of information is becoming more available, certainly more acceptable, and in the process it allows anyone willing to expand his cosmic consciousness to understand a little bit more about themselves and most of all others, and in the process be more forgiving and more loving. It's all about education, it's all about intelligence, it's all about love. But without love, education, and mental exploration, there is no possibility for happiness, for health, for respect, for love, for success, for growth, Well, this is a serious topic. And what really pains my heart the most is that this incredible science has been cast aside over the centuries, ridiculized, put away, thought as being ridicule, mingled with lunatic, psychic, or so-called astrologers, famous people that have names, use the art, not knowing what the art is all about, and that is terrible. So handling astrology the wrong way can easily scare anybody. But in my case, you could be sure that if you ever do any work with me, you're going to be happily surprised and really, really educated in the long run. And the information that would lead you to the gold mine, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, are very real. And now don't say, oh, well, I already had a reading, Dr. Turi. I already had an astrology. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute here. This is not astrology that you know, that you read. This is not your horoscope newspaper. This is Nostradamus' 16th century divine astrology methodology, which I classified and called and created astropsychology. So there's a big difference between Dr. Turi and any of you who have hired the service of any famous or non-famous astrologers out there. And I'm repeating myself, unless you deal with the master, you ain't going to get a good result. And yes, astrology is an art, and I pretend to be the master, and for good reasons, because if you are a newcomer, you're going to think and automatically and immediately assume that I'm a big egocentric. No. Do your homework. Walk the old moccasins of the old Indians. In other words, go to my website, read the unarguable dated set of predictions from the 9/11 to the Asia tsunami to God knows what, to the latest of the news that are splashed right now on CNN. And that is, if you take the time to read my newsletters, or you check my posters on MySpace, on YouTube, or God knows where. It's important to never ever assume anything about anybody, and do your homework, and investigate thoughtfully anything and anybody to the core before you trust a person and spend on that person. Because yes, sad enough, the reality is there is such a thing as psychic accident. And I fix a lot of unlucky clients suffering such a fate. Now, as always, as we approach the end of the show, my sweet baby girl, Tirania, which is an artist, has a beautiful poetry. Tirania is, you know what, to classify Tirania intellectual power, there's no words in the English vocabulary. Tirania was born with Mercury, the mental process, the critical thinking, into the world of Pisces, which happens to be the most sensual, the most emotional, the most sensitive, the most psychic, the most creative sign you can get. And this is why Pisces can also lead you all the way downstream, and you start to follow Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or Guru in Peru, and you end up in the quicksand of Neptune. But used properly, this mercurial position in Pisces can lead the soul to the most sensitive, creative, emotional, and sensitive words coming from a creative side. So I'm going to pass to ask her to talk to all of you and enjoying her poetry.
Hi everyone, I just wanted to read you some poetry that I have written. It doesn't have a title, as many of them I've written still don't have a name, but the words should make you have a little bit of sunshine in your life, I thought. It starts off, through the changing seasons, we won't turn with the leaves, nor lose our sense of certainty. The shades around us will no longer appear black, although we sometimes wish they remain that way. Our visions will not shatter our eyelids, which continue to beat with such passion. Therefore, nothing reverses. through any nights where the tears may roll, your starlight still exists, sweeping through the distance and the grief. And as we continue to reveal to one another our condition without any doubt of our sureness, we are able to be peacefully in trance during suspended consciousness as our eyes flutter together towards our strong wanting of what promises. And that was the end of that one.
Now, if I would have to pick a title for this wonderful poetry, maybe I would call it The Bright Corner of Your Soul. I don't know, that's my own Pisces creative energy mingling with Tarania's beautiful poetry. Well, everybody, we come at the end of the show. One more time, I will take this opportunity to thank all the listeners and the BBS network for allowing me to pass on my message to the world, and for all my faithful listeners listening to the message of the stars. Until then, everybody, have a fantastic good night and stay safe.
Good night.
Good night.